Free FM.
Here you can be free.
Penn Jillette.
Yeah, this is Penn Jillette here sitting with Michael Udo in the big Vintage Nude studio in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're on the Free FM, CBS Radio. 866-570-PEN, 7366 is the phone number. If you already know what you want to talk about, PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com is the website, PennRadio@gmail.com, if you want to send us a Gmail. And speaking of Gmails, we have an interesting one. Now, obviously, I don't know if anybody saw the papers today, but it said there's a little news thing that says all radio shows must be talking about Tom Foley in the pages.
Mark Foley.
Did I say Tom Foley?
Yeah.
Mark Foley. That's why we're taking a little different thing. We're going to talk about Tom Foley.
But from an entirely different perspective.
Different perspective. We don't know, what angle to take on this. A lot of the radio shows seem to be talking about, or at least I've been told, seem to be talking about should the page program be abolished, and what checks and balances, and if the Speaker of the House is going to get his ass thrown out for not telling people about this. I tried to take the nut point of view that that what Mark Foley did was not that terrible. And I don't know. I guess that didn't fly. Even for a nut point of view, that didn't fly. But we got this great letter. This is a fabulous letter that I think will give you all something to talk about. 866-570-PEN. That's why I was saying Tom Foley. He says it in this letter.
Tom Foley.
He says Tom Foley.
Maybe it's a different guy.
It's a different guy.
Another Foley in trouble.
He met Mark Foley. This is a guy named Dave in Des Moines. Hi, Penn and Michael. This whole, and I'm putting in the right name, Mark Foley. Debacle? Which do you say?
Debacle.
I'll deal with yours. Has all gotten right. me to thinking, can you pick what you find sexually attractive? What do you do if you wind up with an attraction that is inappropriate or illegal? That is the whole question, isn't it?
That's the whole question.
That's really the whole question. My personal preference, this gets more interesting later on. I'm going to keep reading it. My personal preference for women falls outside of what most guys seem to like. I like curvy, round, voluptuous women. What most people would call chubby or fat, I call sexy as hell. And I would argue closer to average what the media sells us, but that's another rant altogether. I didn't pick my attraction. I suppose I could have been predisposed to liking Kate Moss, but I just don't. If the world decided that obesity was a crime, and by the way, the world is getting very close to deciding that obesity is a crime.
We're on that path.
And damaging to society and banned images of big, beautiful women. That's the term, isn't it? Big, beautiful women. That's the term when you search for BBW, or I think when you're looking for this stuff.
Something like that.
Yeah. I'd be in a world of trouble. My hard drive, before I was married, would most certainly land me in jail. So my question is this. Can you pick your kink? And can you do anything about it if it's not a good one? They could make fat people illegal. I'd always find myself looking at curvy girls. Having an attraction to small children is clearly wrong. Young teens just as bad. Are these people perverts and reprobates, or just saddled with an attraction they didn't ask for? I thank God that my this is a great thing. I like that God is in his universe, omnipresent, omnipotent, and he just goes, okay, let's make Dave a chubby chaser. let's make Mark Foley really like, what do you say? Say, Peter, come over here. We all have a little conference. The Mark Foley, Representative Republican, Florida. What do you want?
Yeah, I was thinking young Pages would be good. No?
Pages.
That's my St. Peter voice.
It was very good.
Thank you.
My God voice is so similar to my Penn voice. I thank God that my fascination is legal and damn enjoyable. But I'm a lucky bastard. I love the show. Keep it up. Dave in Des Moines. So the question is, and this is really, I used to think about this. I had a friend in high school, right out of high school, that was very, very gay and very, very troubled. This was in the early 70s. And it was harder to be gay than it is now. Although it's still, I don't think it's still the easiest thing. There's still, you can't get married, for Christ's sake. And I used to just sit and think. He would talk about his troubles with me and hiding this stuff and hiding magazines and not knowing when he hit on somebody if he was going to get beat up. I just would sit there going, how come this is, I mean, this was a problem that he worried about, like 2 or 3 hours a day. And all I was worried about was getting laid. But my chances of being, you know, beaten when I made my moves to get laid were very low, very, very low. And, but, you know, I guess the argument would be that, Mark Foley, we all have urges that are inappropriate and that we have to contain them, so there's no difference.
It's all about action, really.
It's all about action. Yeah, what you want is no harm, right?
Yeah, I think that's
what
no
you what you lust after is no harm.
Although really they're arresting people now for drawing pictures of children naked. So
yeah, they are. They are. So we definitely think different stuff about that. But what you have in your head, or even private journals are now possible that you can be prosecuted for that. So what's your kink? 866-570-PEN.
That's what it came down to. We're not going to have a discussion about whether or not you can control it. It's just what's your kink. That's the call in.
You want to keep radio to a very simple question that people can call in on and be interested in. I thought out of the Mark Foley thing, you know, we might lose the Speaker of the House. He might be gone.
You know, I like that Mark Foley's coming up with a new excuse every day.
I know,
he's
going to
keep
nuts?
Doing it until one sticks.
Isn't that nuts? First, he's an alcoholic. And did you see the article like in Slate or something? His friend said that he doesn't drink
he
much.
He doesn't drink at all, yeah.
And then the answer from his people was that most alcoholics keep it secret. But not alcoholics
well,
on Capitol
you know,
Hill. I mean, look at Ted Kennedy. I mean, really, there are so many people. If you look at C-SPAN, you know, you just see a bunch of faced old men sitting around jabbering. I mean, a lot of people are drunk. And if you're going to be a drunk, that's one of the really good places to be, I think.
It's a good job.
You don't
as
have
a
to
drunk.
Do anything. You've got people around you that do all your work. You've
somebody
got your
to drive
assistants.
You.
Yeah, you drive you, take care of you, and tell you what to say. And then you've got pages to lust after. So, okay, so you don't want the question to be what's your kink.
That no, seems, that's fine. That I'm fine, fine with that.
People, because people have written in,
and can you control it? Perhaps can we add a second part to the question?
Can you? Sure. Let's add a second part that makes it look like we're not just being salacious. You know, we're not just asking people to call in and tell us what they're wearing. Here's another letter, kind of on this subject here. Dear Penn, I am a buyer of porn, and even had a local cable show about it. And I notice something more and more when I see a woman. I'm going to change this a little bit, having sex in porno, the Holy Cross. Now, I'm an atheist, but I always wonder why Christians are so against pornography. After all, they're being advertised there more than any other religion. To digress, I think more people would love to see a woman doing it wearing a cross than watching that crap that comes on Sundays or 4 in the morning on BET. But in all honesty, what are these people thinking when they represent their religion while doing something other people in their religion are dead set against? It's a nutty question. There are a lot of crosses in pornography. You know, and it's also one of the places you look in pornography is where the cross is, you know, and it dangles there. And I have seen women, you know, come up after the show with just beautiful, very sexy cleavage with a cross hanging right between it. And it's like, just that was a good sound, wasn't it?
That was pretty good.
Not as good as your St. Peter impersonation.
Not quite.
So I don't know. I've always wondered if you have, like, if you are a congressman. And if your particular thing is young boys, it's up to you, right? The answer to this question is very simple. It's up to you. You can have any feelings about those boys you want, but it's up to you to not let anybody know you have them, right?
Well, not to not let anybody know you have it, not to act on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't care if you tell me that you're interested in pages. I just care whether you're actually chasing them if you're their boss.
Yeah, but if you tell them you're interested in pages, I don't know. Let's take, we got a ton of calls coming in. I think they're coming in mostly because I said, what's your kink? And not because of the issue.
You ought to see the Gmail we're getting over here.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah.
Are there pictures?
No.
Here's my kink. Yeah. Here's a picture of me enjoying my kink. Let's go here. Let's talk to Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, it's Tom Penn.
What's up? Doing fine. How you doing, man?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
My kink is definitely naked, pregnant redheads.
Naked? Do you have any kids? Have you had a pregnant redhead?
No, I'm single.
You're totally single, but you're looking for a redhead to get pregnant,
or just find one that is pregnant.
Because you
cut
know,
out the middle, man.
Just so you know, my my wife is a very very light redhead, you know, strawberry blonde, and she was pregnant twice. And it's good. It's a very good choice. Very good choice. And what would you do? What do you do to act on that? Is it mostly a web thing, or do you actually go on hit on pregnant redheads you see like out at Starbucks?
Oh no. Strictly a web. Site type thing.
And did you know about this before you had before the web was available to you?
No, not really. I mean, I've always liked redheads since I was a kid.
Oh,
I mean, my very first girlfriend was a redhead.
But you were steered toward that by the web kind of answered the question what your particular kink was. But,
oh yeah,
but
exactly.
But if you were a congressman, and if you had your little text messenger thing there, and one of your pages who was under your control was a pregnant redhead, would you send her dirty messages?
Oh, probably. I'd be rich, successful, powerful. Heck yeah.
Okay. Thanks. I guess that answers that question.
You know what? Maybe politics that actually drive that. The desire to get into politics could be the search for that power.
Well, there's no doubt that part of the reason, I mean, if we want to go to the selfish gene, our physical imperative. I mean, the only thing, and I found this, I think I read this in a Richard Dawkins book. I found this very profound, even though it's obvious, that the one thing every one of our ancestors had in common is that they reproduced all the way back. Of course it's obvious, but all the way back to the first wiggling little mass of protoplasm, they all reproduced. And that's a pretty strong physical imperative going on. So the sexual desire is huge, and I think that a big part of getting power and recognition is for sexual power. So what we've done to these people is we put them in Congress, give them the power. I mean, it's like a congressman from Florida has power. None. But let's pretend he does. Let's pretend he actually has, you know, as much power as a two-bit rap singer, and I guess rap performer. And let's pretend he has that power. Then we don't let him use it at all, right?
That's
not to use it anyway. If he's supposed to go into power with a wife who he is monogamous to.
Power or porn. That's your options.
Oh, boy.
And we're radio hosts, so clearly we've made our choice.
I just think that you know, politics is such a sucky job. 866-570-PEN-7366. I feel sorry for the poor bastards. I mean, what kind of loser do you have to be to run? You know, that's the thing. You know, so few people vote in this country because you have these losers running. How long? You know, this is a question that Lawrence O'Donnell asked. How long would you wait in line to vote for Nelson Mandela? You'd wait in line like, you know, 10, 15 hours.
Yeah.
You'd wait in line longer than you would for Stone's tickets to vote for Nelson Mandela. How long are you going to wait in line to vote for John Kerry? 3 seconds, 4 seconds, if it's on your way to work. 866-570-PEN, that's 7366. I guess the question has been boiled down to what's your kink? And we have plenty. We haven't talked to President Mike in a long while, so let's talk to President Mike.
I'm not sure President Mike should be disclosing
Well,
this.
Be very careful
be
what you
careful,
say, Mike.
Sir.
This will come back to haunt you.
Oh, that's all right, Ben. I've got more skeletons in my closet already than I care to admit.
Okay. Well, go on. Let us know. What are you talking about on this issue, Mike?
Well, I have to say I have something in common with you, Ben, because when you were talking with one of the callers a while back, and you mentioned your Cribs episode, I thought, how much of a scandal would it be if I turned the Lincoln bedroom into a dungeon?
Now, you don't mean, make this very clear, I don't want to ruin your campaign, you don't mean a dungeon where the Geneva Conventions would be violated. You don't mean like Gitmo. You mean a dungeon for play, for sexual play, right?
Very sexy, good porn consensual name. Dungeon, yes.
Okay, Geneva well. Convention is a really good porn name.
Boy, if there was a B&D star named Geneva Convention, it would be great. Jenny Convention would be fine. Her name would be Geneva, and she'd shorten it up there. Now, if you were, when you're running for president, are you going to keep all your kinks quiet? Are you going to write dirty messages to pages?
Well, as far as I know, none of them are illegal.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, I'm not going to go out and admit them. I don't think it's a very wise platform to run on.
I think that if they had real presidential debates, I think one of the questions that they would ask is, so, what's your kick?
Well, let's just say this, Ben. If I was campaigning and you were standing in the press box and said, is it true you like to be tied up, I'd say yes, next question.
Okay, good. I think you could say, and this will be helpful in hostage situations, there'll be no hurry if I'm kidnapped. if the man with his finger on the button is kidnapped, he may be liking it. I mean, what could be better? What could be better to get back at terrorists who've kidnapped the president than to have the president be really digging it?
Could you tie those ropes a little tighter, please?
A little bit tighter. Well, thank you, President Mike. As you know, we're still rooting for you. I'm not optimistic about Mike being president, are you?
Well, it doesn't seem likely.
What kind of Gmails are you getting? You sent you forwarded any of them to me?
Yeah.
You got any you want to read on this question?
Well, you know, we have the usual from some people here in the studio. I'm not mentioning any names, but there's only one other person here today.
Yeah.
He loves leather, vinyl, latex, satin, anything shiny, although he spelled it shinny. And most of all, boots.
Boots.
But he also says, but only on women, because you know how gay Patrick is.
Read that list again of what he likes.
Leather, vinyl, latex, satin, anything shiny, and most of all, boots.
Most of all, boots. A lot of people like those boots things, you know. A lot of people like those boots things. For me, I don't really understand... understand any of that fetish stuff. I'm just it's totally outside of my realm. People dress up and I just say, take
you
that
have
off.
Very specific tastes, though.
Very specific, yeah, but they're not.
You don't like
the
massage. You don't want anybody to touch you.
I don't like anybody to touch
other
me.
Other than the actual moment, really.
Yeah. I guess that's as kinky as you can get.
That's pretty odd, yeah.
Not liking massage. I'm from New England. I don't like to be touched. If you're going to touch me, let's have sex. But this kind of sensual touching, I just don't get it. I don't like it at all. But before I get in too deep, let's take a phone call. Before I get in too deep. You mean before January 3rd, 2006. That's what we're talking about. Let's talk about to Bo. How you doing, Bo?
Good. How you doing?
Doing very well.
Hey, I heard you say earlier that you thought it was not good or wrong for these guys to act on their feelings that they have for these children or little boys.
Yeah.
Did I hear you right about that?
I think that we need, certainly our society says that you should not be having sex with underage people. I mean, you're going to disagree with me on that?
No, what my question was is then why is it that you have a standard of morality or a standard for adults to choose what they want with other adults, but you don't have a morality of adults to choose what they want for anything? There's a line. You have a moral line in your head. Is that true?
I think I may very well have a moral line there, and I certainly live in a society where the moral line is there enough that I want to obey it. But where are you going with this?
Well, I'm just wondering what gives you this sense of morality? Is it just the fear out of breaking the society
it's not
law?
I think that there are there are sets of rules that seem to help me get along with other people in society, get along together. There's been a lot of studies on ape groups and so on, and it seems like it's built into us and very, very natural and logical that certain rules be followed. There are gray areas around them all, but that's certainly true. But I have to take a break, but maybe I'm gonna hang up on you now, but maybe if you want to call back, you should, because I think there's more to talk about this. We'll be back after this. I guess the question we're taking is, what's your kink and how should you act on it? All talking about Mark Foley, 866-570-PEN. We're on the Free FM. This is Penn Jillette, Michael Goudeau. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the Free FM, CBS FM, 866-570-PEN. That's 7366 if you don't have letters on your telephone. PennRadio@gmail.com is where you send the emails. PennRadio.com is where you look for the webpage. Here's a Gmail here from Sharon. What's my kink? Do you mean besides the one for good-looking jugglers who have radio shows? Grin. I like reading vampire porn, Buffy and Angel's fan fiction, especially when it's two hot men. That's Sharon. So I guess that we can make Sharon very happy if she considers us hot men by making out here in
vampire teeth.
In ancient vampire teeth, yeah.
You want the teeth or the wings?
I think from... here's another one. This is from our good friend, a good friend of the show, Natasha. I like to be roughed up by big brawny men, and I like to throw up on a monkey. Okay, just getting roughed up by big brawny men.
We also have one from Mark who says, shinny may not be a misspelling. He may just really dig women's shins.
Big shins. Let's take a I think from now on, just so you know, from now on, every show is going to be What's Your Kink. There'll be no more. This is the best. When people call in and say, you know, that we're attractive doing a radio show, I'm very happy. Because there's two things that are impossible. One is being attractive as a juggler, and two is being attractive doing a radio show. And we've got the double whammy against us. Let's talk to Jennifer. What's up, Jennifer?
Hi, how you guys doing?
Never better, boss. How are you?
Good. So my kink is that I like to get tied up.
Uh-huh.
But the kicker here is that I was a congressional page.
You're kidding.
I swear to God, I was a congressional page in the summer of 2001.
Don't swear to God. Swear to me.
I swear to you, baby.
You were congressional. How long ago?
2001.
So how old were you then?
22.
Oh, you were 22 as a page.
No. I'm 22 now. I was 17 when I was a page.
17 when you were a page.
Yeah, and you have to be 16 or 17 years old.
And you were in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
And you were, they were, and you were illegal, right?
I was jailbait.
You were jailbait. And at 17, were you very attractive?
Sure.
Who wasn't at 17?
Who isn't attractive at 17?
And you're not going to say, of course, who you worked for, but did anyone ever hit on you?
No.
Not once.
I mean, not a single time. And I'm going to tell you guys, like you said, that, you know, these guys have no power. But the kids that go here, I mean, we're all a bunch of nerds that loved politics, and we were in awe of these people. I mean, completely in awe of them. They may have no power, but we love them.
Sure.
And they were like rock stars to us.
Well, that's the whole argument. The whole argument is for not doing this, even if you're 18. I mean, the Monica Lewinsky thing is that the balance of power is so skewed that it becomes morally wrong just because of the skewing of the power,
right.
So to speak. And if someone had, I can't believe this. Like this is the interview of the century. I'm like Tom Brokaw. I'm actually talking to a page, but it's a non-event because you know why they didn't hit on you because you're a girl.
Exactly.
You're an icky girl. You're
if I icky, had a penis, yes. I would have been, you know.
You'd have been the hottest
it.
Thing on the
I
hill.
I would have been it.
Yes, IT, spell it out. But not one did anything inappropriate the whole time?
No, and you want to know what? They kept a really tight leash on us down there. Not to, you know.
Oh, baby.
Talk about.
Yeah, that's why you get into it, isn't it, you little
exactly,
slut?
Exactly. I loved it.
A really tight leash.
No, but they didn't let us go out. They didn't let us go out.
Where did you
stay?
They have a
dorm. Well, the place that I stayed, it doesn't exist anymore.
Uh-huh.
But they have a dorm for the pages where they stay.
Is there like someone like a den mother in charge
of
you or something?
Yeah, they have like six or seven people watching over these kids.
Uh-huh.
And you're not allowed to go out by yourself. You're not allowed to leave with anybody that is, you know, that unless you have written consent from your parents. I mean, they keep really good control
now,
of these kids.
How long did you do that for?
I was there in the summer, not during the school year, so I did it for 2 months.
And when it's during the school year, how do you go to school?
They have a school for the pages in the Library of Congress.
And how do you get that gig? Did your parents know somebody?
No, I applied. I harassed my congressman until he would send me there.
And were you your congressman's page? They don't change
yeah,
around,
well,
right?
Congressmen have to nominate you. And then you get chosen out of a pool of nominees.
But as you said, it's kind of a nerdy thing. So
was there a lot
of competition?
There's a ton of competition.
Really?
It's really hard to get into.
There are a lot of nerd kids that want that.
There's a lot of big nerds.
See, when I was, I mean, Chris, it wouldn't have considered me. I mean, I'm the last person they choose for a page. I mean, if nothing else, just the way I looked in high school. But I don't remember. Of course, I was going to a really bad high school. Greenfield Public High School was just terrible. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember any kid, not even one kid, saying, gee, gosh, golly, gee whiz, I'd like to be a page.
Yeah, you know, I learned about it in eighth grade when I was taking my Constitution test.
Uh-huh.
And I kept it in my head. That's how big of a nerd I was.
And has your career gone to politics?
Well, I'm not out of school yet. I'm still in college.
But you're still studying?
Yeah.
Because are you planning on going into politics?
Not anymore, no.
Why'd you give it up? Because of the Mark Foley
thing?
No, I'm
a political
science. What's that?
I'm a political science major, but I don't want to go into politics anymore. I don't know. I just think it's a bunch of bull.
What are you planning on doing then? What's going to be
Like non-for-profit work.
Not-for-profit work?
Yeah, I want to work in labor.
In labor? So mm-hmm. You want to, are you kind of like, you're a big union person?
Yeah.
So you want to go up against Walmart?
Oh, I hate Walmart.
So you're essentially liberal-leaning, is that right?
Yes.
Well, you could actually tell us what state you're from because you had congressmen that were all perfect towards you, right?
Oh, every single one of them was amazing. They were all really friendly but very professional.
Uh-huh. And did you find it a really good experience?
It was probably the most amazing thing I've ever done in my life. Nobody gets to do that. You get to sit on the House floor all day. You know, I mean, it's if you're into that kind of thing, it's very amazing.
Sure. And were you, did your parents have to pay for you? Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
Chicago. Did they have to pay for you to live in D.C.?
No, they pay you. You get paid.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a job.
And when you came out of it, you knew a lot about the workings. And what did they have you do? Were you sharpening pencils, running?
No, basically you have, it's split up into a bunch of different things, but what I did is I was a messenger. Most of us are messengers. So there's two little desks in the back of the House floor.
Uh-huh.
And you sit there and you have two telephones, and congressional offices will call you up and say, all right, I need a page to bring this letter to this guy in this office. And
you aren't a page to a specific.
No, they just nominate you, and then you're a page. You just work. You don't work for one person.
So if I don't even know if Mark Foley was around then, but if he were around then, he would have equal access to you, right?
Yeah. The thing is that pages are split up into Democratic pages and Republican pages, depending on who nominated you.
Really? So were you Democrat or Republican page?
I was a Democratic page, so I worked for the Democratic offices. Yeah. Of course I was.
Well, no, I mean, I just saw the Walmart thing and wanted to work for you.
Yeah. And then the Republican pages work for the Republican offices.
And was there a difference in temperament between the Democrat and the Republican pages?
We all just hung out. I mean, yes, some of them were more conservative or more liberal, depending on what side you were on. But other than that, there's a bunch of teenagers.
Here's where it's going to – I'm okay with this because, first of all, I'm not a congressman. You're no longer a page. What did you wear while you were doing that? You didn't wear, like, high, shiny boots.
No, there's a uniform that you have to wear. Gray bottoms
Catholic
for the girls.
Catholic school girl uniform?
No Catholic school.
Little plaid skirt and patent leather shoes?
No, if
that's
you're a girl, you're going to wear a skirt.
They're dressing them as cheerleaders. All the female pages dress as cheerleaders. All the male pages dress as firemen.
We have red, white, and blue pom-poms. No.
Yeah. I'll bet you do.
No. If you were a girl and you were going to wear a skirt, it had to be below knee length, or uh-huh. You know, longer than your knee. But it was gray bottoms, a white long sleeve shirt,
uh-huh.
A blue blazer, and a red, white, and blue tie.
Really? Oh, yes. It's just you look exactly like the Letterman pages, kind of.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's
we look like miniature Congress people. The blue blazer, the blue tie, you know, the white shirt.
What do you mean miniature? People at 17 are full grown, as Mark Foley can tell you.
Oh, apparently, yeah.
Very much. He knows all the dimensions, and it was a great experience for you. Just
absolutely
terrific.
So I the have whole idea. To say.
You don't think that they need to be stricter on the pages?
Not at all. Yeah. No, I mean, this is clearly a case of this guy ignoring completely the rules that are set in place.
Uh-huh. And
I mean, just completely ignoring them.
What do you think? Would you throw out everybody that knew about this?
I think they should, I mean, I throw them all out because I don't like them anyway. But
no, but we want to, just for a moment, try to get away from this partisan stuff.
No, I know. I'm just messing around. Honestly,
yeah.
I think that if it's true what they're saying, that this guy lied to them and was like, no, it's nothing inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in my own personal opinion, I'd say, well, they should be censured.
Mm-hmm.
Something needs to happen. Somebody needs to be held accountable. Do I think they should get thrown out? Not necessarily.
Right. But if if somebody else, if you were like doing a bondage session in your little page dorm with another one of your hot pages, he had said while he was tying your young supple wrist with the bread, if he had said, you know, I got kind of these creepy text messages from one of the congressmen. Move your left leg a little bit to the left. If he had said that, would you have said, let's report this immediately?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right away. And,
yeah.
And do you think this kid is going to be terribly embarrassed and his life ruined, or is it just going to slide by him?
I don't know. How did Monica Lewinsky end up? I mean, if you read some of these instant message conversations, it seems like the kid was baiting him and like he was playing along with it and like he was enjoying it.
Right, but the whole argument, I mean, and with the Clinton thing too, the whole argument is you can't say that a kid under 18 was asking for it. You can't say that because the balance of power is so uneven.
Right.
And it sounds like, as enamored as you were of the whole thing, if a congressman had said something inappropriate to you, would you have reported it right away?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's good. And are you told that? Is there some sort of orientation?
No, they do. They're very much, if anything inappropriate happens, you have to tell us right away. Because something like this happened in 1983.
I know. Yeah.
And so ever since then, I mean, it was after that incident that they got dorms for the pages and they, like, put them on lockdown.
Oh, because before that they were just walking the streets in miniskirts?
No, they didn't have a dorm for them.
So where did they stay?
They said that they had, like, boarding houses in the area and stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or, like, some little old lady that rented out her rooms. I have no idea.
In the basement of Congressman.
Exactly.
Tied to the walls, screaming for mercy. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
This was great to have that real information. This was the perfect call. We had real information, and you're astonishingly sexy. Thank you so much, Jennifer. Thanks so much. We'll be back after this. What's your kick? 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. This is Penn Jillette here wearing shinny boots and leather all over. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. We're talking about What's Your Kink. That was one of the greatest phone calls of my life. I mean, since the monkey on the woman's breast, this is the one of the greatest calls ever. I really liked it, you know. But it was important, you know, you pointed this out. Someone wrote to us and said, where are the third-party pages? Right. Where are the libertarian pages? Because they wouldn't be wearing the goddamn uniform. They'd be wearing whatever they want.
Why there aren't any.
Yeah, that's why there aren't any libertarian pages. We've got a ton of Gmail. Hi, Penn. Speaking of kink, my friend says the biggest kink is having no kink. What do you think of that? What would you do? What if you would do whatever your partner wanted and your partner just wanted plain vanilla? That's cheers from Elizabeth, who is a big, beautiful redhead. I think that happens a lot in our culture. I mean, I know a lot of people who've ended up with people who are very, very into anything sexually and just happen to be pretty plain vanilla. I don't think it's that odd. Penn and Michael, it seems clear to me that all these ethical questions surrounding kinks has to do with consenting adults. Anything with kids, animals, etc. involves a relationship that is by definition not equal and where one side can't consent to sexual activity, where harm will be done. But if the kink is between two consenting adults, it doesn't violate those basic humanist ethics which we atheists follow. That's from Valerie. Yeah, that's absolutely the difference. And I think that the only argument about this would be if a 16-year-old page is an adult. And what is the age of consent again in D.C.?
In D.C., it's 16.
It's 16.
Yep.
So this kid should have been okay to do whatever he wanted, shouldn't he? Let's talk to John. What's up, John?
Not much, Penn.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up, you know, that's the reason why this is not considered anything illegal. 16, being age of consent in Washington, D.C., there's no problem, as far as they're concerned, too. Consenting adults can do what they want.
But there is a problem because of the balance of power. You're not supposed to have, you're not supposed to hit on an employee, isn't that right?
Well,
that's not an FBI offense, right?
Right, right. Well, it would go down to almost like sexual harassment in the workplace. Then.
Right, sexual harassment in the workplace. But
right.
Why is the FBI investigating it then?
I myself don't really know. I believe that if it was to have sexual contact or contact at all, then it's considered to be a predatory thing. Now, that I'm not sure.
But it's not predatory if the person is of the age of consent, right? If I write dirty email messages to Michael Goudeau, and I do.
I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
He has a sexual harassment suit, but it's not like the FBI that I'm doing something wrong, right, is at his age? Because the age of consent in the Vintage Nude Studio where we're here, the age of consent is 45, I believe. So Goudeau has...
I'm qualified.
He's qualified. But I don't understand that either. Someone will call in and let us know about that. But thanks a lot, John. Thanks.
Thank you.
And if it's a different age for men and for women... for consent.
It is in a lot of states, which seems really crazy.
Really wrong.
And the girls are always, in any state where that's the case, the girls are always 2 years younger. It's never the guys. In Iowa, the women can be 14, but the guys got to be 16.
I'm gobsmacked.
You
seem
gobsmacked. As well you should be.
It's 3 years difference in Missouri? Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess in Missouri, because what? Because their argument is that boys are more delicate.
17.
Boys are more delicate sexually. Is that right?
I guess.
No, and what do you get? Do you have all the age you can set in front of you?
Of course I do.
So we'll find out from now on where the callers are from. Let's talk to Julie.
Hello.
How you doing, Julie? What's up?
I'm from Maryland.
Okay.
So let's check it out.
And
let's find the age of consent before we talk anymore.
Hold on. Maryland, 16.
16. Okay. Are you over 16?
Oh, yes.
We can talk to you then.
Way over 16, honey.
Go ahead, Julie.
But anyhow, you know what really burns my bottom with this is my 17-year-old son turned to me. We were watching CNN, and he said, wait, this guy's, I bet you odds are he has an affliction, meaning an addiction, and he said he's going to drag the Catholics into it.
Uh-huh.
And it's terrible that I raised this beautiful 17-year-old boy to really make him read that fast. I'm kind of proud of him that he called it. But, come on, we were talking about it's a kid.
Uh-huh.
It is a kid. You can backpedal all you want. You can pull the victim act all you want. You went after someone with less power than you. You're an adult man. Obviously intelligent since you somehow made it into a powerful base.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to do this. I don't want to hear that victim grow up, take it like a man. You wanted him to take it like a man? I mean, grow up. I don't give a damn what rehab center you're in, baby.
Well, you know, he certainly is. That's what, you know, Michael Goudeau said, that he was going to every excuse possible. But what I'm asking is, what do you think the age of consent should be? Is there an age that a page can be? Actually, it was going to be a little rhyming thing there. Is there an age that a page can be that would be okay for a congressman to hit on him?
Not answer that question if I tried.
I mean, if the page program let 18-year-olds in and he was 18 or 19, could the congressman then write? I mean, what do you think of the Monica Lewinsky thing?
Oh, Monica knew exactly what she was doing, darling.
Right, but I mean, if you're talking about an imbalance of power, it could not have been stronger.
No, it couldn't have been more.
Right.
President can't sleep with anyone.
I approach it from two points of view. I knew exactly what I was doing at 16.
I bet you did.
And and now I have sons in that age group. I have a 16-year-old and a 20-year-old who's probably listening to you and probably going to smack me. But I raised them, and I remember my husband and I were talking about when the 20-year-old was 15, we were looking at birthday gifts. And I turned to my husband and I said, condom, condom, condom. We're going to buy him the biggest box of condoms we can get our hands on and a prescription to Playboy. And my one...
I think you said a prescription to Playboy.
Cool.
You said prescription, which is really cool. I'm going to use that
accurate.
From now on.
Well, that's what we're calling it, prescription, because that's exactly what it is.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I had wondered about the young ladies he was hanging around with and everything. And my husband sat him down and had to talk. And he emerged from the conversation, and he said, first, don't give me the condoms because I have no one to use them on, not the girls of this group. And he came out more level-headed than his parents were, which really, that's God laughing if there is a God. And I don't know if that age, if I would, I was more or less giving permission. That's what my mother said to me, God bless her, sweetheart. But I was thinking more of protecting him from what's out there and allowing him to make a decision about his own sexuality at that age that most people in my generation weren't given the chance to answer that question until later on.
But what I'm interested in, if he was 16 years old and you give him condoms and a prescription to Playboy and you said he had to make his own decision of sexuality, is it not his decision to be able to write sexual emails back and forth to the congressman?
Well, I'll give you a little story. There were some little emails found on his computer by his brother, and his brother said, you know who these are from? And they were from a teacher aide at the high school.
Really?
And she and I had a nice little conversation where she was 22 to 16.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I understand at that age a girl wants to flex a little bit. She wants to use the power that God gave her above.
Sure.
And I can understand her flexing a little bit. I just hope she'd pick someone more age appropriate for herself.
Uh-huh.
Because 16-year-old boys are not going to come out and tell their mother that a 22-year-old double D is coming on to them.
This is, you're going to start to get to the place, Julie, where you have to tell this slow.
But this young lady was mainly flexing herself and seeing how far she could get with her sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, she was practicing on a 16-year-old boy.
Uh-huh.
And my son came home from school after I had this discussion with her, and the immaturity level of this young woman was shown that day. She went right to him and said, your mother's interfering.
Really?
And my husband and I are sitting in the kitchen. He walks in, and he said, so you're interfering in my relationships already? I said, first, I'm Jewish. You're going to have to take that for the rest of your life. And second, get over it. I said, when you're college age and it's a 22-year-old, mom won't come and visit you. Come see me. I'll send condoms.
Uh-huh.
But at 16, I was really uncomfortable with him having to deal with someone who I felt was in the position of power.
Right. So it was her position. If she had been a 22-year-old that worked at McDonald's, you would have been okay with that?
No, I wouldn't have been.
You would have been.
I wouldn't have been.
So even though the age of consent is 16, you think there has to be close to their own age?
I had hoped for my children a slow building of their sexual identity.
Mm-hmm.
So later on, they don't come out when they're 38 years old and say, this is what I like and this is what I need. I want them to be able to have what they like and what they need and grow with.
I see. So you took care of it without going public, without hurting anyone's career?
Oh, there was no need for it. There was no need for it. I was dealing with a child, obviously.
Wow. You can really handle things one-on-one, can't you? Why aren't you president, Julie? This is my question to so many people that call here.
Oh, I'm too rude, honey. I'm too rude. I'm too blunt. I get in trouble for my mouth all the time. But I don't do it to hurt anyone. I don't focus to go out and hurt anyone. I just... Listen, act like you've got some common sense for crying out loud.
I try to so hard, Julie, and I'll try harder. Thanks so much, Julie. Thanks a lot. This was a great show. What's your kink is the great... Whenever we have trouble with an idea, whenever we go, oh, should we talk about that, you know, jet crashing in the Amazon, you should just bring up, we can tie this into what's your kink. These people died in an airplane crash. What do you think their kink was? That's what we'll go with from now on for almost everything. This is Penn Jillette. Tomorrow we'll be back with more of Penn Jillette and Michael Goudeau. And, you know, it frightens me the awful truth of how sweet life can be. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Check out Penn Jillette weekdays from 2 to 3 on Free FM.